This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ahead of the NATO summit in Lithuania, U.S. President Joe Biden met with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and meeting with King Charles III. Beforehand, Biden addressed the war in Ukraine and the country's push for NATO membership, which Biden says is a process.
U.S. President Joe Biden, who appeared on CNN, lowered expectations that Ukraine would join the military alliance anytime soon.
I don't think there is unanimity in NATO about whether or not to bring Ukraine into the NATO family now, at this moment, in the middle of a war. NATO is a process that takes some time to meet all the qualifications, and from democratization to a whole range of other issues.
Discussions on how to bring Kyiv closer to joining the alliance are expected to take place during the NATO summit. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Turkey's president has introduced a new condition for approving Sweden's membership in NATO, calling on European countries to open the way for Turkey to join the European Union. AP correspondent Karen Chamas tells us more.
Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, made the surprise announcement before departing to a NATO summit in Lithuania's capital.
Ondan sonra biz de
when you pave the way for Turkey, we'll pave the way for Sweden, as we did for Finland. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said he supported Turkey's EU ambitions, but noted that it wasn't among the criteria agreed for Sweden to join NATO.
What we agreed in Madrid was a specific list of conditions that Sweden has to meet to be a full member of the alliance. And Sweden has met these conditions.
Stoltenberg said he believes it is still possible to have a positive decision on the country's pending membership during this week's summit in Lithuania. I'm Karen Chamas.
And this is VOA News. The Kremlin says mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin pledged loyalty to the Russian government in a Kremlin meeting with President Vladimir Putin. The meeting happened just 5 days after the commander led a short-lived rebellion. The announcement Monday was the latest twist in a baffling episode that has raised questions about the power and the influence held by both men. Russia's RIA news agency reported Monday that expected negotiations between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkey's Recep Tayyip Erdogan remain the only hope to extend the Black Sea grain deal that is set to expire next week. The deal was brokered between Russia and Ukraine by the United Nations and Turkey in July 22, aimed to prevent a global food crisis by allowing Ukrainian grain trapped by Russia's invasion to be safely exported from Black Sea ports. It's currently due to expire on July 17th. Erdogan says he wants to push for another three-month extension. Fighting may have stopped in Ethiopia's Tigray region, but people's suffering has not. Supplies of food aid have been disrupted amid a dispute between Ethiopia's main donors and the government. Reuters' David Doyle.
Food deliveries had resumed to Tigray after a ceasefire deal in November, but they have again been disrupted. The UN's World Food Program and the US Agency for International Development have temporarily suspended food aid, alleging it was being diverted away from those in need. Ethiopia's government has said it is investigating, but criticized the suspension. An Ethiopian government spokesperson did not respond to a request for comment. The president of the Tigray Interim Administration, Getachew Reda, has said on Twitter that he had held talks with WFP officials about efforts to resume aid flows. Both the WFP and USAID said they are working to ensure aid reaches the intended recipients and aim to restart deliveries as soon as possible.
Extreme flooding overwhelms parts of upstate New York, killing at least one woman, washing away roads and stranding drivers. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
As much as 8 inches of rain fell in the lower Hudson Valley Sunday evening.
Oh, my God.
Captured on video by Melissa Roberts, weather tracker, TMX. Much of the damage done in and around Highland Falls near West Point. Orange County Executive Stephen Newhouse told WABC-TV roads became rivers.
I saw numerous rescues where people drove their car that had low-profile car in high water. Their car started floating like a boat.
He says a woman trying to leave her home in the flooding was killed.
I could definitely see where she was trying to get out to safety, but did not make it, got swept away.
And meteorologists warn of more rain. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.